Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Oh, somebody say, glory to God. I'm a praiser.
I'm a worshiper.
I'm a thanksgiver to God.
No matter how I feel.
No matter how I feel. Feelings got nothing to do with it. That's not based on feelings. I do it because it's right to do it. I do it because I believe it. I do it because I choose to. Other folks are choosing to cry, feel sorry for themselves, try to drown their problems in a bottle or with a pill or whatever the case might be. I refuse to do that.
Yes.
I said, I refuse to do that.
Yes.
Number one, it doesn't work.
Yes.
No, I refuse to do that.
Yes.
I know something that'll actually help.
Yes. Yes.
Read it again. What did he say? Psalm 30, end of the verse here. Verse 11, said out loud, you have turned from me.
My mourning
into dancing.
You've put off my
sackcloth.
Girded me with gladness.
Hallelujah. Don't wear the ugly spiritual clothes. Ugly, stinky, of depression and sorrow and bitterness day after day, week after week. And certainly don't call it spiritual. Put on the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Put on gladness. You don't have to feel it. Put it on by faith. And watch things begin to change. He said, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Hallelujah. You get up thanking the Lord and you go to bed thanking the Lord. You get up praising God and you go to bed praising God. You praise God when you feel good. You praise God when you don't feel good.
Amen.
You give thanks when things are going good. You give thanks when things are not going good. In everything, in every situation, you give thanks. You give thanks in your good clothes. You give thanks in your pajamas. You give thanks in the bedroom. You give thanks in the kitchen. You give thanks in the car. This is how you live.
Amen.
It's how you live. And when you're tempted to fear, the Lord said, don't let your heart be afraid. When you're tempted to be troubled and upset, the Lord said, don't let your heart be troubled. Didn't He say it? How are you going to keep from letting it be troubled? How are you going to keep from letting your heart be afraid? How? You got to choose to look at something else. You got to choose to think about something else, talk about something else, do something else.
Amen.
Can't just sit there. Got to choose. Now, go with me to 1 Samuel 15, and I want you to notice this. Situations can be heart-rending. I'm not saying all of this is always easy, but it is the right thing to do every time. And it especially can touch you when it's people that you care a lot about, and things go the wrong way with them. That can touch you. And you can be sorely tempted to let that eat away at you and chew on you, and you sit around and think about the problem and hash it and rehash it and rehash it. And if you do, you're going to lose your joy. You're going to lose your peace. You're going to lose all your strength. You're not going to be in faith. Nothing's going to get better. And if you say, well, I just can't help it, it means too much to me, you're believing a lie.
Amen.
But I want you to notice something, what the Lord told His man in this situation, how to deal with just this kind of situation. In 1 Samuel 15, the end of the chapter, down about verse 35, Saul was, you know, the prophet Samuel anointed Saul to be king. He's the one that heard from the Lord and called him out and told him about the kingdom. And I mean, they had a relationship there. But Saul was rebellious and wouldn't listen to the Lord. And he didn't learn his lesson after missing it time after time after time. He was so proud and so hard-headed. And eventually, because he was so disrespectful of God and Samuel too, the Lord told him, he said, the kingdom's taken away from you and is given to somebody better than you. And Samuel mourned for Saul. He grieved for him. It bothered him. It hurt him. Samuel came no more to see Saul till the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he made Saul king over Israel. Now, these are statements most Christians don't even believe. What does that mean, the Lord repented that he made Saul king? We might, it's not really an accurate word, but we might say regret. The Lord was displeased. What do you mean? How could that be? Because people really do have a free will. They don't have to do even what the Lord wants them to do. This is just a fact. We talked about that earlier. He's not going to make them do something, even if it destroys their life. And if He won't, you shouldn't try. You can't. But nor do you just mourn about it. That's what Samuel's doing. And in the 16th chapter, the next verse there, I guess, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I've rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. Quit grieving. Quit mourning. Get it off your mind. Fill your horn with oil and go. Somebody say, fill your horn with oil. Does that sound like sad or glad?
Glad.
This is anointing. Mm-hmm. And go. We know, reading the rest of the chapter, he's going to show him the next king, and this be the king that everybody talks about, David. And the exploits and all the amazing things that happened. And still to this day, he's talked about over and over and over again. You can't control Saul, Samuel. I've made a decision. Because he made a decision. And you got to get this off your mind. How long you keep doing this? You need to move on. You need to fill your horn with oil. Somebody say, fill your horn with oil. And go. Is that not the opposite of hanging around, crying, feeling sorry, feeling sad? You're not the Lord. You're not the judge. You're not responsible for all their decisions. You can't change everything just because you want to. And being sad and depressed, all that's going to do is keep you looking back and keep you frozen in time and keep you from finishing your course. Yes. It's a trick of the devil. Yes. People think it's noble because it's because I love them so much. That's no excuse for ignoring God.
Amen.
But I just can't keep from thinking about it. Another lie. It's a choice. You have a master. You have a course to complete. You have a job to do. Sitting around grieving about them, replaying everything, is a trick of the devil to prevent you from moving forward. You need to be a vessel filled with oil. And you need to go. As pastors, Phyllis and I, we've been involved in a lot of situations over the years. A lot of heart-rending things. We've had minister friends that just missed it quit God, quit the ministry. Good friends. A lot of things that hurt you, bothered you, pulled on your heart. But if I hold on to any of that, it's going to hinder me from ministering to you. Amen. If I'm carrying around this grief and sorrow and sadness, it's going to contaminate what's coming through this vessel. Come on, can you see that?
Yes.
It's going to affect the people I'm around. Even though I might try to put on a good front, it's in me. It's there. There's always that darkness. There's always that sadness. And you hear people say stupid things. Well, we're all damaged goods and we all have a lot of baggage and we all just have to accept each other's baggage. I ain't accepting my baggage, much less yours. No. You can let it immobilize you, turn you into a pillar of salt, keep you from moving on, and I can't control that, and I won't be glad about that, but I'm not going to dwell on it and let it stop me, because that's another trick of the devil. Instead of stopping one, now he stopped two. No. By faith, I can cast the care of that over on the Lord. I know He's good. I know He's merciful. I know He's faithful. And if things I don't understand, I can just give it to Him. I say, here, Lord, I'm giving this to You. I'm trusting You. I'm asking You for mercy and on this. What do You do? Okay, now what do You do? He said, Samuel, why do you keep mourning over this? Quit this. Fill your horn with oil and go. There is kingdom business to be done.
Amen.
Is God fair or not? Saul had his opportunities. He had multiple opportunities. He was just too rebellious, too stubborn, too disobedient. Wouldn't do it. God ain't going to make you. You get to a certain point, train's going to leave without you. God, he'll use somebody else. But if you let it bog you up, and if you hold on to it and you grieve year after year and month after month, it's not going to change anything with them. It's not going to help them or that situation, but it will freeze you in time. It will immobilize you and could likely destroy your relationships, because nobody likes living with depression. And nobody should have to. No one should have to. Say it out loud. Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Don't cry.
Don't cry.
Don't mourn.
Don't mourn.
The joy of the Lord,
is
my strength. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.